You're listening to SBS News.
Allez les bleus.
If it wasn't for the French Foreign Legion, Margot Chavez may never have got the chance to support France at this year's World Cup. She was 3 years old when her family was caught in the middle of a war zone whilst living in the Ivory Coast. In 2004, riots broke out across the country and French citizens were targeted after the Ivory Coast's Air Force was destroyed by the French military. Her father, Renaud, was working in the French embassy at the time as a warden. The Chavez family was soon under siege.
Ivorian workers who worked at the French embassy got the list of all the wardens with their names and address. And so when the riots started, the wardens were targeted. So we spent 2 days locked up in our house with the kids, Vincent and Margot, being attacked, people trying to break through the doors. Thank God I had them reinforced that summer. But it was pretty... not a very good memory, let's put it this way.
Margot has little memory of the harrowing ordeal.
I have flashbacks, like, mainly, you know when you get told a story and then you have, like, it in your brain, like, you remember it, but you've been told the story? So I kind of have that, like, I've been told the story of me leaving the country so many times that I kind of remember it, but I was so young that I just remember having to get out of the country, like, well, to another location in a helicopter, because there was people, like, gutting our house and everything because of the war.
The family returned to France for 8 months before moving to Australia. It wasn't long before Margot was again playing football. The Matildas soon became her childhood heroes. In 2010, aged 8, she met the team after a training session in Wollongong on the New South Wales south coast.
I saw them when they were getting signatures and I was like, that's really cool. Like, all these people are looking up to them and... especially me, I was looking up, like, I didn't know the team players then, like I do now, obviously, but I just saw them and I was like, oh, I have to go home, I have to be like them, I have to be as good as them.
That meeting helped fuel her passion for football. She dreams of playing for the Matildas, but will always support France.
If they play together, it's a bonus because I get to watch both my favourite teams, but I'm pretty much equal, but because I am Australian, I want to play for Australia, I gotta give it to them.
Margot Chavez is a rising star of the Football New South Wales Institute. The program has another French influence. Dominique Gagnier was born and raised in the French region of Normandy. After playing professionally in France, he's now mentoring the next generation of Australian goalkeepers. Gagnier says the pathways here are better for young girls than in his homeland.
The women football in Australia is so much better. So much better because we... like most of the girls at school, they play football. I think it's sport number one in Australia. Talking about the players and in France, for example, the young girls, if they want to play football, they have to play with the young boys.
But flaws in French football's youth women's programs are on the way to being fixed. When France reached the semi-finals of the World Cup in 2011, the French Football Federation took action. It won the hosting rights to the tournament and began investing more in women's football. Clubs across the country were ordered to start implementing academies for young French girls. And if France lifts the World Cup trophy in 2 months' time, Gagnier believes the opportunities will be endless for future generations.
If the France national team win the World Cup, after it will be not the problem anymore. They will create the competition between the young girl at school also will be like that, like Australia.
France is in Group A along with South Korea, Norway and Nigeria. Les Bleus open the tournament against South Korea on the 8th of June. Adrian Archuli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.